Fukushima plant owner decision. Dump 777,000 tons of nuclear waste into ocean. The Aegis Alliance, Japan. Greater than 750,000 a lot of radioactive water is going to be dumped into the Gulf of Mexico when the chairman from the Tokyo, Japan Electrical Power Company, TEPCO, and also the Nuclear Regulation Authority, NRA, get their way. Japanese media reported over the past weekend. All they might require now are final government approval. The decision has already been made. TEPCO chairman Takashi Kawamura told media, states the Japan Times. This summer, about 777,000, a lot of tons of tritium-tainted water has been kept in about 580 tanks in the Fukushima nuclear plant. Water that is constantly injected into dripping reactor number 1 to awesome it because it was broken with a tsunami this year, will be filtered to get rid of radioactive materials. The complex renal system can eliminate everything but tritium. It has left Japan government having a problem. They're not able to continue filling tanks forever. Something needs to be completed with the radioactive water. A government panel is presently creating any decision around the issue. And just dumping water into the ocean is definitely an option up for grabs. TEPCO chairman Kawamura is just waiting on the green light. We cannot keep going if we do not have the support of the state. He told the press. Kawamura certainly has got the support of NRA chairman Shunichi Tanaka, who's been advocating the TEPCO boss to help make the move. Tanaka continues to be critical of Kawamura previously, saying he ought to be more positive in the handling from the Fukushima nuclear crisis. An operator lacking the will to take the initiative does not have the right to resume operation of nuclear reactors. He said recently at a significant meeting with TEPCO's top management. According to the Japan Times, Kawamura feels emboldened to have the support of the NRA chairman. Tritium is stated to be relatively harmless, and relieve tritium-tainted water into the sea as the standard operating procedure at nuclear power plants. Oceanographer Simon Boxall spoke towards the protector around the tritium issue this past year, saying, "In the broad scale of things, if they do end up putting the material in the Pacific, it will have minimal effect on an ocean basin scale. But local fishermen repeat the actual harmfulness of tritium isn't the problem. What's vital may be the perception individuals will have once they learn about thousands and thousands of a lot of radioactive water released into the sea. In a nutshell, this type of move will make customers question the security of the catches, which may therefore affect their livelihoods. Releasing tritium into the sea will create a new wave of unfounded rumors, making our efforts all for naught." Kanji Takia, who heads a fisherman cooperative, stated to the Japan Times. And Aileen Miyoko Cruz of Eco-Friendly Action Japan states there's much more to think about here. They say that it'll be secure since the sea is big for it to be diluted, she told The Telegraph, but that sets a precedent that may be copied, basically permitting anybody to dump nuclear waste into our seas. In addition, states Miyoko Cruz, individuals responsible for handling the Fukushima nuclear crisis have experienced sufficient time to generate solutions which the out of sight, from mind, approach is unacceptable. This accident happened more than 6 years ago and the authorities should have been able to devise a way to remove the tritium instead of simply announcing that they are going to dump it into the ocean. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.